Hello, everyone. I'm Jordan Reddick, and this is The Hawk Talk, a student podcast on the QU Media Podcast Network. We are in Studio Q at North Campus today, and we have Kenshawn Brown, Marlon Washington, and Andrew Leeson. And today we're going to talk about the different sports that are starting to get their season rolling and going today. So, Andrew, do you want to start?
Yeah, that's fine with me. Today I have baseball, so last year, to wrap up the 2022 season, baseball was 37-25. They ended up losing to Illinois Springfield to go to the World Series, but that was last year, and we're on to a new year. In 2023, they started off hot in Tampa, where they traveled to play. They're currently 4-3, and some stars that looked pretty promising at the beginning of this year is our shortstop. Our shortstop is Gino DeLisio. Gino is a junior here, and he's from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and he's from a Catholic school out there. Gino has done very well for the Hawks with 6 hits so far. He's 6-for-9 on the year. So other stands out, especially in the record books, is Lance Lodgins. Lance Lodgins is a graduate student here at Quincy. He is currently first in the record books for career home runs with 36 home runs, and he still has a season to play.
Oh, man, that's incredible, man.
It's crazy to have 36 home runs in a career. And our last standout is our catcher, Dustin DuPont. DuPont had 2 home runs in Tampa and has 14 putouts so far, which that's good for our pitchers, too, which we have 3 horses currently. With talking with baseball that are throwing between 89 and 93 miles per hour, which is bringing some heat. So the Hawks are off to a great start, and they play Northwood March 3rd here in Quincy.
So do a couple of their spotlight players that you touched on, do a couple of them have chances at going pro?
So Lodgins, I think, would have the best bet. Lodgins last year, had a lot of coaches out here looking for him. I think there was 4 MLB teams here looking to get him going in the works in AAA and AA, which is big time, because if you can make it into those programs at AAA and AA, there's definitely room to possibly get to that point. But baseball is baseball, and if the ball bounces your way, it bounces your way.
I mean, that is true, man. That is true. One more question. Do you think that the success of last year is kind of – was motivating and pushing them for this year to kind of finish the job?
I absolutely agree. Illinois Springfield has always had our number, whether it's in the postseason or regular season. We were ranked number 2 below them in the GLVC rankings, and we were also ranked 23rd, and Illinois Springfield is ranked 4th. So they definitely have our number, and I feel like the motivation not only to beat them but to beat other opponents this year gives them a sense of winning atmosphere like they did last year, and I feel like they can continue that this year.
I agree. So, Kenshay, what about you, my guy?
Hello, everyone. I'm Kenshay Brown. I'll be talking about QU women's softball team today. Last year, they had a record of 18-27. They went 12-16 in conference. This year, they're off to a little slow start, but I'm sure they'll pick it up. Right now, they have a 1-5 overall record, and they have yet to play a game at conference. On February 24th, they will take their talents to the Blue Bridge Battle, and they will play their first opponent, Ashland University, at 12 o'clock p.m. They start conference play on March 18th, where they will play the University of Missouri-St. Louis. And the first home run of the year goes to Casey Brennan. Shout out to Miss Casey Brennan. Way to go.
So do you think that their slow start is due to them getting a new head coach this year, trying to get acclimated with things and just familiar?
Yeah, that could very much be a possibility. In sports, chemistry is a big thing. If you lack that, it could possibly derail your season. So I'm sure as the season goes on, everybody will be on one page and, you know, they'll become hot.
I agree. I mean, last year they had a decent record. I do believe they did make the conference tournament. I believe so, but I think they lost in maybe the first or second round. I can't be too sure. But, I mean, I'm just like you and everybody else, you know, wishing them a lot of success going, you know, getting a new coach, getting things acclimated, you know, just building a team. That way they can get the job done as well, because I think they have the talent to get the job done.
I do. I believe so as well.
All right, Brother Marlon, how you doing today?
Doing good, and you?
I'm doing all right, man. So what sport are you going to inform us about today?
Today we're talking about women's lacrosse and men's lacrosse.
Okay.
They're both recently new in our school program. They probably was here about 4 years that they started, about 4 or 5 years. And, last year, they both came short to a losing season, but this year they both started off with an exciting start. The men's, they're currently 3-1, and the women's team, they currently beat a nationally ranked team in a season opener.
So do you think that this hot start is something that they can build on, leading down to, you know, once they get into conference play?
I definitely believe that. I was actually there for the women's game, and their chemistry is very good for their team. They have a lot of young players, and they're really coming together in a great start.
I think a lot of their struggles came from them being, like you said earlier, you know, going into year 4 or 5 now. You know, you kind of got to build your roster, start getting that maturity, start getting them upperclassmen to kind of help, you know, mold things and keep things together. So I got another question. So after seeing that game, how far do you think they can go this year?
To be honest, they really have a really good team. They're young. I believe every game they'll get better, and who knows, they might can take it all the way.
I agree. I think so too. So I guess it's my turn. So I actually did track and field here at QU. Actually went down yesterday to talk to the coach about the program. This is his first year, Coach Ashman. Chris Ashman is the head men's and women's track and field coach. A lot of great information, man. So far in indoor season, because right now they're finishing up indoor. I believe the conference indoor tournament is February 25th through 26th or something like that. So far this year in 2023, 7 school records have been broke. Peyton Lewis, who was a returning All-American, he holds almost every single record, every single throwing record here at QU. He's currently top 10 in the nation for throwing, top 3 in the conference. A couple other people, Tyron Sargent, she currently holds the triple jump record, which she broke, I believe, 2 weeks ago in the first meet, the first indoor meet that they had did. Faith Hardgard in the 60 hurdles, she actually did a PR, her personal best at 9.5 seconds, and placed second at that meet. This was also done in the second meet of the season. Renee Rajan, who holds the record in the 60s, which is an indoor, it means kind of equivalent to the 100 a little bit. So, I mean, I'm very proud of them. I also asked them a couple tough questions of, you know, why don't they think they get enough recognition? And then really it came down to, you know, what they're doing this year is bringing them a lot of recognition because they are breaking a lot of records. I do think that this recruiting class that they have coming in for next year will kind of help them take that next step into their program. I think Coach Ashman is doing a very exceptional job with rebranding the track program, getting guys and women to buy into the program and understand that a lot of things that they do with them being a new program. I believe they started in 2015. It was 2016 is where they really kind of like started to take off a little bit, but they never got over that hump. So I'm really pushing for them this coming up weekend for the GLVC tournament, which you can check out and watch them and support them on the GLVC network, sports network. That is something that I honestly feel like if they can get a couple national championships in an indoor, I think that would bring even more recognition to them.
So, like, what's the difference between indoor season and then outdoor season? Because I personally do not know the difference.
So, indoor season, the track is a little bit smaller. The events are a little bit more condensed because of that. Outdoor is what we're accustomed to seeing all the time, you know, the regular tracks that are around football fields and things like that. The events are a little bit different. So, like I was saying about the 60 and the 100, indoor you run the 60, outdoor you run the 100. So just certain events will kind of vary depending on what it is, if it is indoor, if it is outdoor. I do know they are gearing up to get ready for outdoor, but they got to get through the conference tournament first. Gotcha. Last year, too, just to touch on real quick, last year we actually did have a national champion who placed, it was Jalen. I can't remember his last name. But Jalen actually qualified as a national champion. I believe that was for outdoor. So I'm hoping that they can continue that success with Jalen going into this year's indoor and outdoor season and bring home the championship. So, all right, fellas, ladies and gentlemen, thank you to all my guests, Marlon Washington, Kenshay Brown, Andrew Leisman. Thank you for listening to the Hawk Talk. I'm your host, Jordan Reddick, and this has been a production of the QU Media Podcast Network.